Better than this, I don't know what I'm doing. I can't do this shit. What's better than this, guys being dudes here on the Draft Dudes podcast, presented by Locked On. It's Joe Marino and Kyle Krabs from the Draft Network, and we are your hosts here on this Wednesday edition of the show. A water cooler Wednesday of sorts, Kyle, but first things first, we have been deprived of Rosen v. Allen 1.0. Welcome.
Really don't understand the thought process here. I understand pulling the plug on Josh based on performance because, let's be honest, he was very bad against Washington. But Brian Flores literally a week ago said, the quarterback situation for 2019 is settled. Josh Rosen is our starting quarterback. And then they pulled him in the third quarter of the game against Washington to try and win the game. And then Flores, after the game, reiterated that Rosen is the starting quarterback and then benched Rosen today.
Yeah, so a lot of questions to go with that, but from the Bills' perspective, I think it's a harder game now. And that makes me a little nervous just because I know, you know,
shit happens when Fitzpatrick's out there.
Yeah, it just does. It just does. And it wouldn't have happened with Rosen. I mean, I like Rosen a lot. You guys know that. But, like, against the Bills' defense with Miami's offensive personnel, I really liked the matchup for the Bills.
Well, I don't think this changes anything. And if anything, I think you will get more turnovers than what you would have got otherwise.
I wanted the sacks. Fitz is going to throw the ball. He's going to get it out quick.
Yeah. And he'll probably throw a couple inaccurate that get tipped. And you guys got ball hawks in the secondary. And he's going to uncork a couple trying to press and keep things close when he shouldn't. And it's going to be game over. They're going to get four picks. And then Miami's going to go back to Rosen to play Pittsburgh on Monday Night Football.
That's a good point you made, that the Bills actually, I think, lead the league in batted passes at the line of scrimmage, and it, like, dates back to last season as well. They're, like, on a tear with it. So that is a side effect there. But we're here to talk about how do you frame this, Kyle? Which Power 5 conference has the best top three teams? And we're going to debate that today?
Yes, I think that's probably the simplest way to describe what we're trying to do.
We're not going to discuss narwhals or anything like that today.
No, that got some laughs, though.
I don't know, man. I spent a little time on the Wikipedia page there learning about these puppies.
And you realize they're not pretend creatures. They're actual things that exist in real life.
They're really weird. And I appreciate the people that let me know that the cartoon fake one that I was thinking about was from Elf. So I'm not completely out of it. So there you go. All right, Kyle. Start with the ACC. Let's identify the top three teams in every Power 5 conference,
and then we can rank them from there. Pain in the ass, but okay.
The ACC? Okay, Clemson, right?
Okay, now where do you go?
Well, this is where it gets remarkable, because Louisville just went into Winston-Salem and beat Wake Forest. Beat them.
We talked about that a little bit ago. 4-2 Louisville.
Unbelievable.
Scott Satterfield. Amazing.
Unbelievable.
This team. Like, if you would have told me Louisville had four total wins this season, I would have laughed at you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because of how bad they were last year.
Unbelievable.
And here we are, and they are tied for the second best record in the conference.
I don't think they're the second best team in the conference.
No, they can't be. There's a 0% chance they actually are, because they've recruited so bad for so long.
Yeah, they don't have the talent. They're just playing really hard. I think the next best two teams are Wake Forest and Virginia.
In what order?
That order. Because I don't trust Virginia's ability. If they have to score points in bunches and keep pace, I get very nervous about that.
Okay.
And Bryce Hall not being part of that team now is a real question mark. Miami, on their touchdown drive Friday night, they went right after his replacement over and over and over again with KJ Osborne, and they scored.
Don't disagree. Wake is 5-1, so I'm fine with that. And they lost to an upstart Louisville team. And I think Virginia's the best team in the Coastal.
All right. So you could bring some other teams in the discussion for number three.
No, I don't think we need
but
to.
But I don't think in the big picture here with this conversation, I don't think it's going to matter.
So that's that three. We've got four more to do. What do you want to do? The Pac-12 next?
I want to go alphabetical, Big 12.
Oh, sure. Why not, Joe? Oklahoma.
I've got three. Yeah, Oklahoma.
Texas is still two. I don't care that they lost to LSU and Oklahoma, and Texas.
Okay,
Texas
and then?
Oklahoma and LSU.
Third time. And then?
6-0 Baylor, I guess.
Yeah, 6-0 Baylor. Is I think those are the top three teams. I think the debate between you and I here could be who's two and who's three. Texas is a more talented team. I think they would beat Baylor if they played, but Baylor is going to look at you and say, we're undefeated and Texas has two
You've
losses.
You've played no one. I don't care.
I'm not going to fight that very hard, Kyle.
Okay.
So before we move on, though, let me tell you about our sponsor today, Blue Chew. BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. Since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Now, this just isn't for guys who can't perform. It's for any guy who wants extra function to enhance their performance in the bedroom. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package, so no in-person doctor's visits, no waiting in the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com. Get that first shipment free when you use our special promo code LOCKEDON. Just pay $5 for shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com. Promo code LOCKEDON to try it free. BlueChew is the better, cheaper, faster choice. We thank them for sponsoring the podcast. Kyle, the Big Ten.
This one's at least engaging because you've got four undefeated teams and then Michigan. 5-1, who is not one of the three best teams in the Big Ten.
No, they're out. Minnesota Golden Gopher 6-0.
Adios, I don't care. The question is what
how
order?
Fun is that?
The question is
listen, how fun is that? How fun is it? Baylor and Minnesota, bowl eligible 6-0 football teams already. Love it. Ohio State is one. Kyle's like, Joe, nobody cares. Ohio State's one.
Wisconsin is two. Penn State is three.
With you.
Okay, that was easy enough.
Now
it's the Pac-12.
Pac-12.
No undefeated schools left in this conference already.
No. But I think all three of the 5-1 teams are in the top three. Oregon, Utah, Arizona State.
Oh, no respect for Washington, huh?
No.
Over Arizona State?
I mean, I like what Arizona State's got going right now. The quarterback's a gamer, Eno Benjamin. They could scheme up some defense when they need it.
Brandon Ayuk is explosive as hell.
Oh, yeah, he is. They lost to Colorado by 3 points. That's their one loss.
Homer away.
And they play at home. They lost at home to Colorado. They play Utah this week. So someone's going to have a second loss between Utah and Arizona State, and the game's in Utah, so I suppose Utah will win that football game.
I think we can agree Oregon's one, Utah's two.
Yep. You want to talk Washington, don't you?
I think they're a better football team than Arizona State, but
losses to Cal and Stanford.
That Stanford game was a weird one.
Yeah, I lost by 10. Was it Friday night, right?
Yeah.
Stay away from everything.
Never bet Thursday on Friday night games. Oh. Never do it.
No. Yeah, it's terrible. Learned my lesson.
Which then leaves... All right, I'll go with the 5-1 team just for the sake of keeping this simple. I'm not going to sit here and debate this hard.
How about this, though? This Saturday, Oregon and Washington play.
Mm-hmm. Watch Washington win and throw the whole thing for a loop.
Yeah. Okay. I lean Arizona State. I can understand Washington.
Put the Sun Devils at three and let's roll.
Yeah. All right. I'm good.
I think the argument for three here in this one's pretty interesting too.
SEC?
Yes.
Let's talk about the argument for number one, LSU.
I think LSU is the most complete football team in the conference right now.
With wins over Florida and Texas.
Yes.
Right now. We've got a lot of football left, yep. But Alabama's best win is Texas A&M. A&M. And South Carolina? Those are the two best wins?
Mm-hmm.
Give me LSU.
LSU 1, Bama 2.
Yep.
Who's 3?
Well, the teams in the conversation are, what, Georgia, Florida, Auburn?
Auburn's not in this conversation.
Okay. Nah. You want to throw them out? That's fine.
Nah, it's either Florida or Georgia to me.
What about 5-1 Missouri,
yeah,
Kyle?
Okay. Yeah, let's move on.
Florida lost to, obviously, LSU.
At home.
And at home. Yeah, in LSU, mm-hmm. Yes. In Death Valley. Their dreams went there and they died, just like Ed Orgeron told us they would. And Georgia lost in Athens
to unranked
South Carolina. Yeah. I've never heard you pound the table for Florida once in your life.
Come on, I've got a Gators hat lying around my house here somewhere.
Florida and Washington State are your two least favorite teams.
That's not true at all. I like good quarterback play, and Florida hasn't had it in about 10 years.
Yeah, there's no question about that. All right, so we're going to go with Florida?
I think Florida, at this point, probably has a better resume, yes.
Who do you think wins the game when they play?
At the cocktail party?
Yeah.
I don't want to choose yet. I'm not mentally okay. Prepared to choose that one yet.
Yeah, okay.
What about you?
I think Florida would lose the game. I think Georgia would beat them. I think Georgia, I don't know.
Well, Georgia's boned now. Because Georgia, like, even if they run the table and go to the SEC championship game, I don't think they'll beat either Bama or LSU. And now you're going
to have to if they want to.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. They're boned. They're not going to be in the college football playoff now.
Unless they win out, which includes beating LSU or Alabama in the SEC championship game. And if they do that, they should. They should be in the playoffs.
Sure, absolutely. But I doubt that it happens.
All right, so we've got our top threes all settled out here, and we should probably stack them in order 1 through 5. But before we do, do you ever wish you could make some extra cash with your NFL knowledge? At MyBookie, they want to make your dream come true this season. Between the football season, MLB playoffs, start of the NBA and NHL seasons, it's time to get off the sideline and into the action. If you're the kind of guy that likes to bet a little and win a lot, try a parlay. For instance, if you like a couple of the big favorites this week, parlays are perfect because they let you blend multiple games together for a much bigger payout. So if you're going to bet this season, do the smart thing and go to mybookie.ag because no one gives you more ways to win. If you really want to support your teams this season, don't just sit on the sideline. Get in the game with MyBookie. And if you join right now, MyBookie will double your first deposit if you use our promo code, which is LOCKEDON, to activate the offer. That's promo code LOCKEDON to double your cash. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. All right, Kyle. So we got our top threes at every school or every conference. I think we can put the ACC at number 6, right?
I don't think we need to rank this.
Why not? It's fun.
Let's just start with ACC and Big 12, and who would you take, and then take the winner and move on.
Right. You've always got a great systematic way of doing things. All right. So it's going to be ACC versus everyone. All right. So
no,
take us through the
ACC
conversation.
ACC versus Big 12, and whichever team of those two wins, we will take the winner of that and compare it to the next team down the line, the Big 10 team or teams.
Man. All right. Gotcha.
Right.
Take us through it.
All right. So the ACC, we've identified Clemson as the best team. We've identified Wake Forest as the second best team, and we've identified Virginia as the third best team.
Yep.
In the Big 12, we have Oklahoma at 1, Texas at 2, and Baylor at 3. So, Joe, let me ask you, would you rather have Clemson or Oklahoma?
I'm really digging Oklahoma.
They're playing pretty complimentary football this year, aren't they?
Yeah, the defense is different, and they're obviously super explosive on offense.
Clemson beat North Carolina by 1 point.
I understand that. They have one of those games every year, though.
Oh. I mean,
Clemson
just
lost
like
a ton. Do we think Clemson throughout the course of the season kind of grows into new names and new places?
It's already happened. They came out of the bye and obliterated Florida State.
I understand that, but I don't think anybody's sitting here going Google and Gaga because Clemson spanked Florida State.
And you're not going to. They're not going to. The best team they play the rest of the year is Wake Forest. South Carolina. No, they got to play South Carolina, and it's in Columbia. It's in South Carolina.
Well, there also lies the problem because Oklahoma's best remaining game is against a Baylor team that's 6-0 that we think is the third best team in their conference.
And what's Clemson's best win going to be? Texas A&M?
Probably. Until you get to the conference championship game. Play Virginia, who's okay. The third best team in their conference.
Yeah, so
I'm just trying to view it from all angles here.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Neutral site game. I mean, you got a team. Both teams have been in big games, right? I mean, I know that there's like a lot of new pieces on the offensive line for Oklahoma. It's not really been a problem, you know. But for Clemson, you have seen the offensive line be a problem. You have seen some lapses with the offense. You hadn't seen one lapse. I mean, maybe a little in the first half of the Kansas game, but Oklahoma's been like mowing them down, man.
I don't think Jalen Hurts played his best game against Texas either.
No question, and it's still very productive. His weapons are so good. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. I'm going to take the NFL draft analysis hat off and just put on the college football perspective. I would probably lean Oklahoma.
Let me throw a big curveball. Ready for this?
No, I'm not, but go ahead anyway.
No, you're getting it. You're getting it. Neutral site, Brett Venables with extra time to prepare.
See, that's what I mean.
Yeah, that's where the difference maker. And then you still got Trevor Lawrence and an amazing supporting cast in Clemson with a championship offense, right? I mean, this is the reigning champs.
You have helped me absolutely none.
Well, here's the bottom line, Kyle. I think we could both agree that the 2-3 from the Big 12 is beating the 2-3 from the Big ACC.
Right. So even if you go Clemson,
right,
the Big 12 is going to win overall.
Yeah.
Okay. So the ACC is eliminated from the competition.
Goodbye.
So now we're doing the Big 12, Oklahoma, Texas, and Baylor versus the Big 10. And I don't think this one's a competition.
Big 10.
Big 10, I agree. Ohio State 1 versus Oklahoma. Very engaging game, but if there's anybody in the country who's playing equally complimentary football to Oklahoma, it's Ohio State. They're playing excellent so far this year. Wisconsin and Texas, I think, is interesting. But I don't think Sam Ellinger's really got the accuracy and throwing ability to really make Wisconsin pay. And Wisconsin is so stout in the front seven. I think they'd effectively put the screws on the power run style game for Texas. And I think they've got enough juice in the offense to outscore Texas. And then obviously Penn State, I think, beats Baylor easily.
I want to bring up a point with Ohio State and Wisconsin. We had talked a lot about in both games against Michigan State, their common opponents so far, the run defense of Michigan State going into that Ohio State game and how awesome it had been. I mean, just unbelievably good, holding opponents to like less than 2 yards a carry, ridiculously low outputs. Ohio State goes and plays Michigan State, runs the ball 49 times, for 323 yards and 2 touchdowns.
It's a lot.
Wisconsin plays Michigan State and runs the ball 46 times for 222 yards and 3 touchdowns. Now, let's keep in mind, 66 of that came on one carry. Jonathan Taylor's longest run in that game was 13 yards. Jonathan Taylor had 26 carries for 80 yards. J.K. Dobbins had 24 carries for 172 yards. I think there was a clear distinction between how effective Ohio State ran the ball in totality versus the way Wisconsin ran it against Michigan State. And I think that's a good way for us to understand just how good of a team Ohio State's been and the optimism I have for the rest of their season.
Agreed.
They play Wisconsin in the regular season this year.
Can't wait. I cannot wait.
Huge. Huge.
And then we'll get a rematch of that game, too.
Yeah. Yeah, we will. We're still talking Penn State. What do you think about their game against Iowa? Because we didn't get a chance to talk much, you know, of college on the Monday show.
Primetime in Kinnick is about as challenging of an environment as you can go into in college football. They go crazy there. And I thought they did a nice job. Obviously, they kind of came back down to earth a little bit versus the offensive explosion output that they've been able to put out. But at the same time, that environment, those fans, that stadium, I've been there against the top five team when Michigan was there. And it was loud. And Michigan lost. So I have a great appreciation for Penn State kind of just going in, playing dirty, doing what you have to do to win that football game.
And I think it was a bad officiated game, and I think there was points that Penn State was robbed of in that football game. So I think the score was a little bit – there might have been a little more distance there. But I think that was a good – it was an important game for Penn State because, you know, they've had some big wins this year, but there's some new pieces, right? Trace McSorley's not there. We're still learning about what type of team this is, right? I mean, who was the best team they had played previously? Pitt? I mean, it was a good opportunity for us to get an appreciation for the skill level of this team. We'll learn more against Michigan this weekend, right? That's a big game. That's a primetime game. At Penn State, and you know, if Penn State takes care of business, then you get really excited about that Ohio State game as potentially being for the Big Ten East.
So to kind of put a bow on Big Ten versus Big 12, we're both in agreement. Big Ten wins, yes?
Yep.
Okay. So now the Big 12 and the ACC have been eliminated, and we're going to do the Big Ten versus the Pac 12. And this is no – like, we don't even need to talk about this, do we?
No, and especially because what we kind of uncovered here as we looked into this, these teams all play each other, Oregon, Washington, Utah, Arizona State. They all play each other this week, and you're going to have, you know, teams just kind of starting to pile on some losses. I don't know. I think if we were trying to rank these, it would be a better conversation of where Pac-12 falls in towards the bottom. They're definitely not better than the Big Ten.
Right. And so – Pac-12 is eliminated.
Goodbye.
And now we're left with the SEC versus the Big Ten for the best college football conference top three. If LSU is going to go head-to-head in this hypothetical with Ohio State, Alabama is going to go head-to-head with Wisconsin, and we pick Florida, right? Mm-hmm. Florida versus Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
Boy.
Do you look at any of those matchups and think there's a clear winner?
No, I don't.
I guess if you pair them all up, I probably feel best about Florida beating Penn State.
Probably. Yes. And I think Alabama versus Wisconsin, I would lean more towards Alabama in that matchup than I would either Ohio State or LSU with the one.
100%. I think Bama would take care of Wisconsin. Jim Leonard's got that defense playing good, brother. They've given up 29 points in 24 quarters of football this year. I don't care who you're playing. That's unbelievable.
But at the same time, Bama's got that juice.
Oh, yeah, it's different.
I think that's the big difference between everybody Wisconsin has played so far this season and what Ohio State has the potential to do to them, and even more to a further degree what Alabama can do with them, because as good as Ohio State's receivers are, they ain't got the juice like the Bama kids do.
Nobody does, man. I think Alabama wins the game.
I agree.
Well, there's two out of three.
That's two out of three. Ohio State versus LSU, man. What a fun matchup that would be with the Ohio State secondary versus the LSU wide receivers and Joe Burrow.
Needed.
the Ohio State defensive line against the LSU offensive line, and then vice versa. The LSU secondary, like, geez, this is, right now, I would say this would be a dream come true national championship game.
Yeah, I want to see this game. I want to see it badly. For a lot of reasons. I mean, maybe Burrow and Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase versus this, you know, this secondary of Sean Wade and Jeffrey Okuda and Fuller and Damon Arnett. neutral site.
I think Justin Fields is a more dynamic quarterback. But
is it because he's more athletic?
Yeah, I think he gives you more all around as a player. But Burrow mentally is so sharp right now that I think he has the potential to really sit back there and dissect you if you can get protection from Chase Young and company up front.
What's the X factors in this game when you think about coaching, certain players that could really make the difference in a win or a loss?
I'm not sure I can put a thumb on who the better coached football team is. Right, because Ryan Day's still new to this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Ed Orgeron has generally not been considered a good, quote unquote, good. He's been a good college football coach, but not like
upper echelon
college football coach.
And really, let's be honest, the big difference coaching this year is Joe Brady, the passing game coordinator. It's the same S. Meinger or whatever, the offensive coordinator. Dave Aranda is still the same defensive coordinator. Joe Brady is what this makes this team look different.
I think Ohio State has more splash football players.
Well, yes. Yeah, I don't disagree with that at all.
So if you were going to ask me for X factors, I would look at, okay, who are the guys that I can count on to make a splash, make an explosive play, and I walk away and think that that Ohio State has more of them than LSU. So your X factor for LSU is your guy, the face of your program right now, Joe Burrow, has to be so good he transcends having more X factor players on the other roster.
Let's say I think we're both kind of getting to the conclusion that this is Ohio State.
I think so.
Let me ask you this. Let's just say that we had agreed that Bama was one and LSU was two. Does that change anything?
Well, I think LSU still easily handles
Wisconsin. Right.
I think Bama's a little better in the trenches on the offensive line than what LSU is. They've got a comparable quarterback in Tua, and they've got more speed. Does more speed and Steve Sarkisian's offense translate more against Ohio State?
Maybe not. Maybe not. Because
I don't think it necessarily does.
Right. It's a lot of scheme stuff, and with the LSU system right now, it's a lot of route concepts and site adjustments and attacking space more so than it is, you know, just – manufactured throws or even just this is the route you're supposed to run. It puts a lot of onus on Joe Burrow's football intelligence as well as the receivers to really make those side adjustments and attack space like they're supposed to. I think that presents a greater challenge to Ohio State than Sarkisian's, you know, very much schemed up throws.
And not to mention Alabama's back seven is very hit or miss.
Correct.
And I think Ohio State and Fields feast on that. So I think LSU-Ohio State is the matchup of the two best teams in the country right now.
Well, and regardless,
we made Ohio State.
Yeah, but we have two out of three going to the SEC.
Right.
But number one is to the Big Ten.
But the question is, which is the better top three? And I think Penn State, Wisconsin, and Ohio State, as good as they are, LSU, Bama, and Florida, I think, is the best 1-2-3 punch in college football.
And I think where this really, if our goal is to rank conferences, I think where this gets really into the SEC's favor is when you start talking 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
Now, the bottom of the SEC sucks. Vanderbilt, Arkansas, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, those teams are bad. But so, I mean, was the bottom of the Big Ten is pretty bad too, probably.
Rutgers is the worst team in football.
Illinois is crap. Northwestern is crap. Maryland, hello. Yeah, I think that they're better in the middle and at the bottom, actually, in the SEC. But for the sake of all three arguments, it's the SEC.
Locked.
Whether it's the top three, the top six, the whole thing,
locked
just
in.
Isolating the bottom three and the middle three, it's the SEC.
We're done here. There's nothing else left to discuss. Glad we settled that, Joe.
Yeah, it's been weighing on us for like 2 weeks.
Hope you guys enjoyed. Come back tomorrow. We're doing top 25 bets against the spread. Joe is looking to continue his toward 60% win rate thus far this season. I'm at 55% and I feel like a jackass. So thanks, Joe. I really appreciate that. Always love waking up on Sunday mornings to see I went 11-7 and lost ground on Joe. So that's we'll be predicting the upcoming week of top 25 against the spread. Let us know. Thanks as always for listening to the Draft Dudes podcast.